Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show. Today I am super excited to have a guest on with me who has lost an enormous amount of weight. We've met through mutual friends, and he has become one of my Hottie Body Fitness Challenge All-Stars. I would like to introduce you finally to the one and only Mr. Rob Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
He's so low-key. I'm so loud. How are you, Rob?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So we've been looking forward to doing this for a long time, huh?
It's been almost an entire year, yes.
And what a year it has been. So why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself, and you could tell them about where you're from, what you do, how old you are, and then tell them who you were before we met.
Okay. I live up here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm 43 years old, and I am a purchasing agent for a pump company, and always been a guy that has had a desk job. So before any of this started, I was the typical guy that would be at the sports bar after work, having drinks for happy hour, scarfing down wings, anything that was completely unhealthy. I was fluctuating in weight probably anywhere from 260 to 290 at any given moment. And then I also had a heart attack when I was 35. So I, but surprisingly enough, that wasn't enough for me to change my ways. I was smoking, I was drinking every day, and just was very, very unhealthy.
And so, Rob, how tall are you?
I am 6'3", and currently I weigh 229.
Wow. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It is exactly 55.2 pounds from January 1st.
What? And is that when you joined my challenge, January 1st?
Ironically enough, no. I actually started following you before you actually had a challenge, and it was just a monthly invite.
Yes.
So I had done a couple of those, and nothing dramatic, nothing sticking at all. And then I saw the Hottie Body Challenge invite for January, and I said, I'm going to give this one more try.
Wow. Thank goodness you did.
I did. I was in a different mindset by the time I actually signed up, so it was a good thing at the right time.
Yeah, and you were referred to me from one of my old high school friends, right?
Correct, Sonia Wooten. She spoke very, very highly of you, and still to this day does. And very lucky. Without knowing her, this would have probably not been possible.
And so do you? You get to see Sonia on a regular basis, because I forget how much weight she lost, but it was pretty dramatic too.
It was. I think I want to say she lost close to 60 pounds as well.
Wow. Yeah. Look, even I'm impressed. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's doing remarkable. She's into CrossFit now, so she's on and still doing and still eating healthy and doing everything she can.
Yeah, that's really exciting, and I'm proud of her. And that's really what I strive for, is when people, you know, learn my exact formula for weight loss and they just adopt healthy habits. It's not a temporary fix or a 21-day thing or a pill. This is how you do it long term, and I find that people that jump on board with, you know, my guidance, they kind of stay there. They just go, okay, these are my habits for life, and I expect that for you, you know.
Absolutely. I struggle with what the next goal is going to be once I get to where I want to be. And I think it's all about maintaining at that point.
Yeah. So tell me, so you join the challenge, and for those who aren't familiar, if you know, I designed the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge as a way for people to have some guidance and really make it mindless. So I tell you how to eat with the exact formula for weight loss, which is also pretty simple, stupid. But then every day I assign a workout. So it's a cardio portion, and it's something you can do at home or at the gym running, walking, stepper, elliptical, cycling. And then I give you a handful of strength training exercises so you build a well-rounded, strong, flexible, athletic body with good balance. So it's mindless, right? Right, Rob?
Absolutely. It's the most simple program that you could possibly come up with. And that's why it works so for so many people is if you complicate things, people are going to give up. And what I've found over the years, and I've done this, I've given up on all kinds of so-called diets. It's as long as it's simple, it's easy to do.
Yeah, so you were about 290, hovering around there, and yep. You jumped in with both feet January 1st. And what was sure. your caloric budget?
At the time, I wanted to get down to 200, so I was at 2,000 calories a day.
So your goal weight was 200 pounds?
Correct.
And was it hard for you to stick with that budget every day?
At first, yeah, and I will tell you right now, it's still a struggle. I'm well under that at this point. I have learned that even 2,000 is probably too much for me. Based on everything that I do, I cannot eat that much. I just literally cannot do it.
It's a lot of food, isn't it?
It is way too much food. And so I started in January, and I had my yearly doctor's follow-up, and so I had blood work done, and it came back that I was hyperglycemic also.
Wow.
That was another thing that really just set this whole thing into motion because, yes, I was committed to doing the workouts, and I was doing everything fine, but I really took it really seriously when I heard that I could possibly have diabetes. So
yep.
From February on, it was, I'm going to do this. And there was nothing that anybody was going to say or do to stop me.
Yeah. And you've been very hardcore. I love that every day you post your workout or you post something about what's going on with you and your fitness training.
I find that to be, motivational, not just for me, it's also accountability. So if somebody says you didn't do anything, then no, I did. Go back and look. Every day I posted something. And I find a lot of motivation from the people that post their workouts. I'm not the typical guy that's like, oh, they're working out again. No, I love that. I love every person that goes to the gym that I work out in. Doesn't matter what size you are, what shape you're in. If you're making an effort to go to the gym, you are my hero.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting is so many people go in there thinking, I'm so embarrassed to be here because I'm not in perfect shape. And really, those are the heroes, the ones who are coming in to get past something, right?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. The gym has nothing to do with anybody else. It is about you and your personal goal for health and fitness. Simple as that.
So let's go back. So you show up at the gym and you're 290 pounds. What were you feeling about yourself?
I just wanted to get better. I was fine. I knew I had issues and I knew I was at the right place and had the right tools to get me out of that place.
So you never felt embarrassed or any of those things at the
No.
gym a lot of people feel?
No. And I go to the judgment-free gym at Planet Fitness. So that's not a plug, but it is literally one of the best gyms I've ever been to because everybody there wants to help you. And it doesn't matter if it's a patron or a worker, somebody is there to answer questions.
That's really lovely. It's important for people to have a comfortable place to get some exercise, right?
Absolutely. And before all this even started, so take it back 1 year, before I knew anything really about this group, I made the decision to stop smoking. My whole fitness goal revolves around my father. Most people know, my father recently passed away, and he did a nice, long, hard-fought battle with cancer, and he was a smoker since the time he was 13 years old,
wow.
2, maybe 3 packs a day, and I said, you know, this is enough. He looked at me, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't live like this. And if I'm going to continue down this path, I'm going to be just like you. And I don't want to do that health-wise. And so I quit smoking on May 1st. And then roughly a month later, I was at a fraternity gathering, and three of my fraternity brothers were talking about one of them running a full pig, flying pig marathon up here in Cincinnati. And one of the other fraternity brothers looked at me and said, "I'll run it if you do." So literally it started, the whole fitness thing started as a bet.
I love it. Why not?
And so I started training the very next day and have not stopped. So that's where my fitness level was at for most of 2015 was I started running and I wasn't doing it. I didn't know anything about running. I didn't know anything about cross training. Literally, I ran 3 days a week and that was all I did.
Well, that's really admirable. I mean, it shows something pretty special about you at nearly 300 pounds. You go, yeah, why not? Where so many folks are just terrified of a marathon, right?
And I always thought, in the back of my mind, it was on a bucket list of mine, subconsciously somewhere, or probably I would never agreed to have done it. And for the record, I am the only one that did it this year.
Really?
So, yeah, nobody else did it.
All right, so let's hear their names. Call those gentlemen out by names, and let's mock them for a moment.
We have Josh Phillips and Brian Lanick. So both of those trained. They did run. We did a test trial 10K for Thanksgiving that year, and we all ran that, and we trained really hard, and then for some reason, they just didn't make it to the marathon. And I saw them at a couple other events that we ran up leading up to that. So maybe they got injured, but they haven't picked it back up. Let's go with that.
You know what we're going to call them, Rob? We're going to call them slackers right now.
Absolutely.
Hey, Josh and Brian, you're slackers. You need to get back in the game and live up to your agreement with Rob here.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Exactly right.
So you agreed to the marathon, and you did that. We'll pursue the marathon conversation, too, but I want to go back because you had a heart attack at 35.
I did.
Tell us about that.
It was scary. I mean, I didn't want to let on that it was scary. I was in the bar. I worked part-time in a bar, and I was sitting there drinking and smoking, and I just felt short of breath and said, you know what, I think I'm having a heart attack. And some people looked at me and I go, yeah, you probably are. So I said, that's it. So I didn't even bother to call the ambulance. I was too embarrassed to even call the ambulance. So I drove myself to the hospital.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so I spent 4 days in the hospital, test after test after test. And mainly it was 4 days because it was 4th of July weekend and nobody would release me because it was 4th of July weekend. So, we get through the weekend and I do some nuclear stress tests and they can't find anything wrong. Not a cholesterol, nothing, not blood pressure. They have literally no idea. And you would think that'd be enough to scare somebody, but it wasn't. So I didn't change. I did not change at all.
That's crazy.
It is. And I look back at that and I go, oh, what an idiot. I mean, you've got to listen to your body. My body was obviously trying to tell me something.
So you had the heart attack, which is definitely, hopefully people know that that's a big wake-up call. Don't ignore it. And if you
Correct.
Feel like you're having a heart attack at the moment, don't be afraid to call an ambulance, right?
Exactly. No, it's ambulances save lives. If I had gotten stuck by a train, I don't know that I'd be here.
Yeah, or if you would have just blacked out at the wheel and crashed into some cute little family, right?
No kidding. I would have felt devastated if I'd hurt anybody besides me.
Yeah.
It's foolish. So definitely don't do that.
Yeah. So no more heart attacks. So you have that. And then you agree to the marathon and then you're referred to me. And
yep.
So in January, you start eating wisely to match your exercise.
Correct. And I didn't lose weight all that fast at first.
Were you committed? Were you sticking with the formula for real?
I was doing my absolute best. Obviously, when I look back at it, I probably could have done a lot better. I want to think I didn't do enough water. So there was a couple things I was probably doing wrong. I have a huge addiction to ice cream, so that was hard for me to overcome. And then the water. So I didn't really cut out soft drinks until February when I got the news of being diabetic.
Okay.
And that's when the eating habits really, really changed. So I thought I was doing fine on my own. I did a lot of research on hyperglycemic diets and tried to adapt it to the exact formula, and it worked out really, really well for me for a long time. And then Planet Fitness, which my work is so gracefully
paying for.
They pay for all of it, and that's awesome. There is a girl that works the front desk. She's going through college, and she is studying to be a nutritionist / fitness expert in college. And so we got to talking, and she said, I'll create you a meal plan. You tell me what your body type you want to be, and I will create you a meal plan that falls within that caloric budget. And I said, perfect.
Oh, nice. So she made it mindless, even more mindless for you.
Absolutely. So she gave me a list of proteins and made it really simple. You eat what you want as long as you have this many proteins, this many carbs, this many fats a day, period. So very, very simple. And then once I did that, I said, I need to probably look at doing something other than just running.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was still just doing that. And I wasn't committed to anything other than the run. So I said, yeah, I did your daily workouts, but it really wasn't enough for what I wanted to do. And so I said, I like the runner's workout. I'm going to keep that. And then I want to talk to one of the personal trainers at the gym and have him create a personal workout for me based on what body type I want to be. So we sat down. He gave me a full body workout that's broken up over 3 days. And it was upper body on Mondays, a leg day on Wednesday, and an upper body on Friday. And then at home, I will do the runner's workout 2 or 3 days. And then obviously I've been doing flip-flop abs since I got that DVD. Mm-hmm. And I try to do that 3 days a week as well.
And that's my cool guy DVD, right?
It is, and it's hard. I curse you every time I get done.
You know what? I feel it. I have these little tingles run up my spine, tingles of joy when people start cursing me while working out with my video.
Oh, it's awesome. That is one of the best ab workouts, and I've done Insanity. I've done the PX90s. They just don't work. They just don't.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because some people just target abs, but your core is an entire group. It's a muscle system, really. It's your back, it's your abs, it's your hips, it's your glutes. That's your core. And so people don't understand the flip-flop thing, and they relate it to the beach, or they correlate it to the beach. But really, I'm constantly, when I train people to do core training, I'm always saying, well, flip over, flip back, on your side, on your front, because we want to train everything aggressively. And so that's where the flip-flop abs came in. But I love that you get on Skype with your fellow hotties and do it. So you're doing flip-flop abs with people across the country together.
Yes, absolutely. It was a fun idea we came up with when I actually met you and some of the other hotties up in Detroit. Carol, she's the one that came up with the idea. She said, well, can we do this together? I said, absolutely. It'd be awesome. And it's kind of continued now. She's not going to be able to do it through the month of December. She has a big exam she's studying for, and I get that. So I will be looking to put together a mass Skype audience.
I love that.
I'm hoping to get multiple people involved.
Can I come? Can I do it with you guys?
Absolutely.
I would love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the way you guys support each other in the group is incredible.
This group, for people that don't know and are scared to join, is the most supportive group I've ever seen in my life. Perfect strangers got together and donated money to help my father and the charities that he believed in and my mom believes in, and got me a beautiful fruit basket. I mean, it's just unreal. It doesn't stop with the fitness. It is for life. It is amazing. And what you've created here is something very, very special.
Well, it's interesting. I always say I'm very grateful to be the captain steering the ship, but it's you guys are so far above and beyond what I ever dreamed this particular group would be. I mean, it's the group of average Joes and Janes who are just trying to you know, maybe lose some weight or get rid of pain, live better, longer, do some races, live a life full of athletic adventure. And, you know, not only do we have hotties all over the United States, but we have them in Uganda and Sweden and England and Australia. And you're so nice to each other. I really, you know, when I did personal training and had local clients, I used to tell them, listen, my job is to make sure that I educate you and I set you up with enough knowledge about training that if I get hit by a bus next week, you guys go and work out and then come to my funeral. And what makes me feel good about this particular group is that I almost feel like it could live, I'm 100% confident it could live off and thrive comfortably if I disappeared from the planet, because you guys would carry the torch and you know what to do now and you're there for each other and you coerce each other and it's just, you know, and you're one of the leaders of the pack, Rob. I hope you know that. You really are such an inspiration to so many of the people in this group.
I really do appreciate that, because I didn't start out that way, obviously, and I strive to be like some of the people that I looked up to. And with everybody that posts every single day, I love reading them. I encourage everybody to do better. I'm now at the point where I'm telling everybody about this group. Yeah. And even if they don't want to listen about this group, I get phone calls all the time. Hey, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And I don't mind at all. If you're really committed about being better, then I'm all for it, and I'm going to support you no matter what.
Yeah, and so one of the things I want to tell folks is that you have your before and after pictures are the best, because I love your before picture. The way you even describe yourself is the sports bar guy with the beer and the wings, and there's a picture of you in a flannel shirt, I think, and yes. You've got hair, and you've got a beer in your hand, and you are close to 300 pounds, and then you have this very new, very striking image, and sadly it was a suit you bought for your father's funeral, but holy cow, sharp dressed, gorgeous, hunky, fit guy.
And I've never had a suit fit the way that suit fits. And that in itself is something, because, I mean, I love to dress up. I don't do it very often. But when I do, I want to look sharp. And I've never really felt truly comfortable in a suit until this suit was bought.
Yeah, you're rocking that suit. You should probably wear that suit every day.
I should. I totally should. I'm honestly thinking about going back and buying it in two other colors. That's how well I like that suit.
Hell yeah. I don't care what it costs. And of course, it's not my budget, but buy three, buy four. It's amazing. And here's the other deal is I love that you've gone above and beyond with your strength training. So I've provided the No Excuses program. You know, it's 30 to 40 something minutes of cardio. And then I give you 10 to 15 minutes of strength training. And so that's so people get a well-rounded routine they can't bow out of. But, you know, you want more, go for more. Go pick up an aggressive strength training upper body routine. And you've done that. And I'm grateful I was able to help you lay the foundation and you moved on. But you don't just look like a guy who's lost weight. You've lost weight and you've developed shape. That's what the strength training provides you. You have shoulders. You have definition. You're a fit guy now, not just trim guy. You're a fit guy.
Well, and what people don't really realize, and I know you say it all the time, but it prevents injury in everyday life. And so if I want to be a runner, I need to have full functioning limbs. And this helps prevent injury. And I've not, since I started running in strength training, my knees have stopped hurting. My hips have stopped hurting. My lower back stopped hurting. Every once in a while I get the shin splints, but I do things to get rid of that. Those are everyday runner life for
sure.
Me. But I've gone so far with the strength training on the upper body side of things that I was getting bored with the workout. So I had him create me a whole nother one.
I love it.
And so now I'm rotating upper body workouts every week, and it keeps my body challenged. I'm constantly sore, which is okay. I'm okay with being sore because I'm not hurting.
Yeah.
I'm just a little sore. That's
yes.
Okay.
Soreness is different than pain. So you've lost 63.2 pounds total.
55.2.
55. And then do you want to lose any more? Are you at your goal weight?
No, I'm not. I always said 200 was my number, but I'm actually getting away from weight itself. I want to be down to probably about 10% body fat. That is my new goal.
Okay.
And right now I'm currently at 14.5, I believe.
Wow.
Last time I got measured. I wish I had known this girl at the gym before we got started, because I would venture to say I was probably in the high 20s, low 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, you could probably make a pretty fair guess based off height and weight comparison. So we're aiming for body fat percentage, and then yep. You weren't satisfied with your Flying Pig marathon time and experience, correct?
No, I was not. For anybody that knows Cincinnati, Ohio, it is the most brutal weather conditions that one could possibly have. You literally can have all four seasons in one day. So May 3rd this year was the pig. It was supposed to be slightly chilly and rainy. Ended up being, I want to say it was like 87 degrees and 97% humidity that day. The last 6 miles were in complete direct sunlight without any bit of shade. So most runners will hit the wall at mile 20 and then throw in another 6 miles of pure hell. And that's what you got. And so I trained for what I thought would have been a 4.5 hour marathon, ended up being 5 hours and 40 minutes.
Oof, big difference.
So yeah, big difference. And I attribute a lot of that to me being a novice runner. I still didn't know a whole lot. I feel 100% more comfortable even just 7 months later. And it's amazing the difference that I made. So you think when I first started running back in June of 2015, I was running anywhere between 11:30 to 12-minute miles. And today I ran on average at 9:15, I think it was.
That's a good pace, Rob. That's really good.
So I do work hard, and that's what people need to know about this challenge. Yes, it's easy, it's simple, but you still have to put the work in.
That's right.
If you don't put the work in, it's not going to work.
Yeah, you got to show up and do it. You can't just, you know, you can't just watch me do it on the little videos, right?
Right, exactly right.
And so the Flying Pig was in March?
It's May. May. Okay. It's always the first Sunday in May. And it was, it was May 1st then. And I trained the full 18 weeks. I joined a running group. I trained very hard with them. I just didn't fully get it. And they don't preach the strength training or cross training. It's all about running to them, and that's understandable. It is a running group. So.
Well, yeah, runners only run, though, and that's why I exist, is to convince them of the error in that way, right? Because they could be such better runners if they do the strength training.
They can, and I've introduced the running workout to at least 4 or 5 of those people. They all PR'd since they've done it.
Bingo, I love that. Yay!
So
you're going to redo it this May. And you'll be 50 to 70 pounds less at that point, correct?
That's the goal, yes. Because I didn't lose a whole lot of weight initially. I started really kicking the weight loss about mid-April. So I was still probably 260 when I ran the marathon.
Wow. And then you gave up the ice cream, or at least.
I gave up the ice cream, all of the other stuff. And I found a new ice cream that is absolutely ridiculously good for you. And I don't even eat all of it, and I probably can. Good. It's Halo Top Creamery, and it's 237 calories for the entire pint, period.
Oh, wow, very impressive.
And they have great flavors. So they have birthday cake, so they have the normal flavors that you would get anywhere else. And I eat 2 or 3 spoonfuls, and I put it back in the fridge.
You know what? That's it. It's amazing what we can be satisfied with when we start trying, you know?
It is.
Just a taste.
And it's always going to be a struggle. I grew up in a family full of food. My mom, bless her heart, cooks. And if she would cook with lard, if it was legal, she would cook with lard every day. And that's okay. She grew up in a Southern family. I get it. But that's not for me. So I don't go to dinner as much with her.
Aww.
As much as I should.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't cook it correctly. And if we do, then I'll say, let's just go out to eat. And then I can get something wise and and be helpful that way. So,
hey, you know what? That's part of this deal is controlling your circumstances, know where you're going to hit obstacles, and then working around them. So that's really good advice. So a few questions before we wrap things up. What's your favorite training song?
You'll be surprised to know that I don't listen to anything. I have no iPod in. I do every once in a while just because I'm feeling bored, but whatever the gym's playing is what I'm listening to. And when I run, it's about me concentrating on breathing and I'm focused on the task at hand. And sometimes I use that time to clear my head. My mind stops non. It's always working for something. So that's a solstice time for me to clear my head.
I love that. All right. What's your favorite healthy food?
Here lately, it's cauliflower. I really enjoy these steamed, Bird's Eye makes these steamed flavored cauliflowers.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite's buffalo. So it's like I'm eating wings again.
I think we have discussed that on the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge. I think you've actually mentioned this amazing buffalo style cauliflower.
Michael Jones, bless his heart, he took heed to that and he started eating the exact same thing. So, and then I think Katie and Jason Stefaniak, they all jumped in on the whole.
You can be the Bird's Eye spokesperson.
I just love it. I don't even care if it's Bird's Eye at this point. If it's steamable, if I can fix it in 6 minutes in the microwave and be done with it, awesome.
That's a genius.
It's what I do for lunch. I'll take those and I get those and I get 2 or 3 slices of deli turkey, 2 or 3 ounces tops, and that's what I have for lunch.
You and I could eat every day together. This is how I eat.
That's awesome because, yeah. I love food. I'm not going to lie. I love food. I love cooking food, but there's got to be better ways to do it.
Yeah, and that's what I've found. If we're creative, we can have all the tastes and textures we love without most of the fat and calories. It's just about figuring it out, right?
Yeah, exactly. And where I was a big beef guy, almost all of my beef has been replaced with turkey. Ground turkey is amazing if you season it correctly.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's your favorite unhealthy food?
Pizza. It's my weakness.
Yum.
I know. I mean, it's ridiculous. They shouldn't make it taste so good.
Yeah, that's rude. And we're going to have to talk to Italy about that. Now, what is your advice for those who, they really want to see change, get fit, lose weight, but they haven't started yet and they're afraid?
Just try it. What are you going to lose? You're not out any money. And it's so easy to use. With this digital age, you can do it at home. You can go to the gym. Doesn't matter. Just try it.
That's right. And what has been the most fun response you've received from somebody else regarding your weight loss?
With my father's funeral, my family that I haven't seen in quite some time had come in, and my niece, she put her arms around me. And she said, oh, my God, I can actually touch my hands.
Aww.
And it's so, like Evan said in the last podcast, that is precious. I mean, it's just, and to see my dad was so proud towards the end of his life about how I changed and given up smoking and totally changed. And he got to see me run a race, which I will always cherish.
Well, that's one of the things I thought. And you posted very sweetly about your father and I'm very sad for you that you lost him, but I'm grateful it came now versus last year, because as a parent, you always want better for your own kids. You want them to do better than you did, have more than you had, and if I live to 100, I hope my kids live to 150. I want so much for them, and so I imagine you filled your father's heart up with such joy on such a regular basis, knowing that, he could rest easy, that you were going to be in good hands taking care of yourself.
Yeah. And, to realistically, even more so than that, if it had happened before I got started, I may not have started at all.
Wow. Wow.
When I look at it that way, it's mind blowing, but now I can't imagine my life being any other way.
Well, it never is going to be any other way, right? You're a fit guy forever?
I'm never going to be satisfied. I mean, I say that I'm going to stop at about 10% body fat, but that's the healthy way to do. But then, okay, do I add more muscle? Probably.
Yeah, Rob, that's where fitness becomes fun, is when you get to a place where you feel so good and you get to start nitpicking. You go, all right, you know what? I'd like a little more definition in my triceps now. Or, oh, I'd like to be able to do box jumps on a box six inches higher or whatever it is. Now you just, you get to start having fun with fitness because, you know, base goal has been achieved, right?
Base goal has been achieved. I'm ready to do other and better things. I don't want to sit at home and be on the couch anymore. I want to go hiking. I want to go rollerblading. I want to do water sports. I played, I was an athlete in high school. I played water polo. So when I left high school, I was 155 pounds.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a night and day difference. And I see how easy it is to get away from, and it's so easy to put the weight on. It's so hard to take it off. So once you get there, just stay there.
Yeah, fight to keep it. That's been my philosophy. 20-something pounds at this, or 20-something years at my weight, and I'm never giving it back. I'm never taking.
That's exactly right, and I don't know why anybody would want to.
No, no.
If you feel this good now at what you're doing, why would you go back to the weight? Because I had no energy. I could barely get up in the morning, and now I'm up at 4 every morning doing something.
Yeah, you're doing awesome things, not just something. You're rocking our world. We all wake up at 7 a.m. and you've had a killer workout already and you've made it known. So we go, okay, time for us to do something.
Well, I'm glad I can be that for somebody, because if I can help just one person like you've helped thousands, then I've done and I've repaid you back.
Well, I'm elated every day by you. You really make me proud, and you make me feel like a valuable person, especially in my profession. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. I thank you every day. Hmm. Even though I may curse you, I'm thanking you.
Well, I love both sides. I'll take them both. So, well, thank you, Rob. Guys, Rob, where could people follow you if they want to see more of Rob Stewart?
They can follow me in the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge. That's basically the only thing I use Facebook for anymore is just that. So that's where I'm at.
All right, folks. So you heard it. 55 plus pounds down. He's got a new marathon PR coming up this year and so much more to be accomplished. Rob is definitely one of my Hottie Body All-Stars, and it'll be exciting to see where he goes. Join the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge group on Facebook. We'd love to have you. You can wake up every morning to Rob and his inspiring posts. Don't forget to follow me. I'm at Fitness on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and more, YouTube. And stick around and hear about the Morning Mile. And I expect that someday you too will be one of my success stories. Thanks, everyone. Get to work.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to gift the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.